Is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea? Then, the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Welcome to the GSMC Weird News Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, presented on the GSMC Podcast Network for all of your podcasting needs. Now, first and foremost, I just want to say Happy New Year. And if you made it through the year, then you're here and congratulations. And if you didn't make it through the year, I congratulate the ghost you on spending your ghost time to be here with me, because I know as a ghost, you have a very, very busy schedule. Now, first of all, we got some interesting things that happened in the last couple of days. First, I just want to go ahead and congratulate the Browns, because the Browns are 0-16. They're the second team in NFL history to lose all their games. All of their games. Now, the last team to do this was the Detroit Lions. But the Browns are such losers, they're going to actually have a parade to celebrate their accomplishment. You want to wonder why LeBron was like, I don't want to play here no more. It's because y'all lose 16 straight games and then be like, you know what? You know what? I think we're just going to throw a parade because we love losing. How did y'all lose all 16 of the games? You telling me out of all 16 games, it wasn't one game where a team was just hungover from like Saturday and was like, you know what? We don't even really feel like even going hard against the Browns, honestly. Like, we're just going to let the Browns win. And the Browns still found a way to lose. So I congratulate the Browns on being the biggest loser of 2017. I don't care about all these L's that y'all said everybody took. If somebody got stomped out, beat up, went to jail, woke up in someone's bed they shouldn't have been in. F all that. The Browns are the biggest loser of 2017. Bless up, Browns. We congratulate y'all. Now, here we go. So, for 2018, they changed some laws. As y'all know, weed is, like, super legal now. Like, super legal. So, like, you can go to Toys R Us and you can go buy weed now. Like, you can walk into Toys R Us and they'll be like, yo, are you here for Gabba Gabba or Pokemon? And they'll be like, I'm here for weed. And then Jeffrey the Giraffe will come out and just give you some weed. So, weed is super legal now. That's one law that changed that everybody knows about. I'll get into that a little bit later. But another law that just changed, was they just basically said that you can't rent pets anymore. Now, I didn't know that people was renting pets. I had no idea this was a thing. I didn't know you could just willy-nilly rent a pet. But they was scamming people and doing these, like, pet finance things where you would go to the store and you would get your pet and you'd be like, all right, man, $5,000 down. You say, all right, cool. And you really want this Yorkie because you want to stunt. Like, you got this bag, you put this little dog in it because you want to stunt. So you put $5,000 down, and they give you a crazy APR for it. And then you give the dog to your girlfriend, and next thing you know, you're not making your Yorkie payments. You know what happens after that? The dog man comes and takes your dog away. So that people come to people's houses, kicking the doors down and taking people's dogs. I didn't know you could rent pets. I just wanted to know, like, if you can't afford to rent a pet, that's something that you should know ahead of time. If you put $5,000 down on your Yorkie, I think you got $5,000. Now, if you were like out like renting Chihuahuas and like renting rats, like, hey man, how much is to rent about like 500 mice? I don't know, man. $6 or $7. So you give the guy $6 or $7. That's how much you gave him, $6 or $7, because that's how much stuff costs in the block. A number, or and then another number, $10 or $11. That's how much it costs. So you rent all these rats, right? And they come to your house, kick down your door, and they taking people's pets. And I found this interesting because, like, they'll let you rent anything. Like, you can go to Rent-A-Center and you can get a television for, like, you could put $10 down and you can rent this TV for $3 a month for 500 years. And that's okay. You can go to the car dealership that's under the freeway over there and you could go give the guy, like, $2,000 for a 1999 Honda Civic. And he'll be like, good payment, man. I'll give you a really good payment. Good payment. $25 for 500 years. APR, 600%. And that's all okay. But once we start taking people's pets, y'all getting mad? Like, how are we that attached to animals? Like, nah, hey, man, financing pets is wrong. But they'll let you finance anything. Like, they'll repossess your car. Peeking to repossess. Hold up. All right, we good. They'll repossess your car right now. And you ain't got no way to get to work, and that's cool. But God forbid we giving people pets that they can't afford. I personally just feel like that's a really bad experience for a child, because that's probably why they stopped doing it. Because you're like, yo, man, I just want a cat. Wait, how much are these animals? Because you can go to the SPCA and get you 4 or 5 cats for like $7. You just pay the adoption fee, and you can go there and get you a cool Labrador Retriever. He might not be a Labrador Retriever. He might be a lab pit. So he'd be a Labrador with pit bull tendencies. Like, he'd look like a lab, but he bite a lot. So, whatever. Pets aren't that expensive that you got to be leasing them, though. Like, what are you leasing? Like, I don't really feel like you should have to lease a dog or a cat. Are you leasing giraffes? Like, what are you doing? I want to know how much these pets are that you got to get a rental fee for them. Because me personally, if I got to rent a pet, I'm going to rent a whole tiger, because you're not finna come and take my tiger back. And I'm going to just have him just walking around like I'm Mike Tyson or I'm the dude from Walking Dead. I got a whole tiger named Sheba. You're not going to come get him unless it's like Hangover, where they just put the tiger in the taxi and then they just take him to the hotel. How do you put a tiger in a taxi? Anyway, so I mean, as of right now, that's what they're doing. If you rent a pet, well, they're not letting you rent pets no more. So for some of y'all that didn't know you could do it, and y'all got really excited, it's good that you can't. Because if you heard about this story and you was getting all excited Googling stuff to rent a pet, you can't afford it. You can't. You can't. Nope. You wasn't supposed to be renting a pet. No way. So I'm good they're not doing it no more, because you was going to be some trouble. Anyway, another law that, as y'all know, weed is like super legal, like super ultra legal. Like, you can go to Babies R Us and they'll give you some weed right now. So apparently you can just go in there and get it all willy-nilly. I need y'all to know the difference, because I didn't know this, because me, I don't necessarily partake in the marijuana recreationals, because when I do that, I tend to sleep for 4 or 5 days and I miss like months and months of my life. So I don't really partake in that per se. So I was always in the impression that California had all the legal weed all the time. I thought you go to Jack in the Box, you say, hey man, let me get a number 8. And then they give you an 8th. That's what I thought. That's how I thought it worked out. Turns out it wasn't legal yet. It was just like you needed one of those cards. Like, you needed a card that said, hey, my knee hurts sometimes on Tuesday. And they said, all right, cool, here's a weed. But I know some people, they didn't want to be on some alleged list. That's what my cousin used to say. He said, hey man, I don't want to be on the list. I don't want them knowing all my business. Bro, like, you post all your business on Snapchat with guns. Like, how they know your business? So apparently with the law that just passed, they made it like mega legal, so that you can buy it anywhere without a card or like anything. You just need an ID. So like, you can buy like beer the same way you can buy like weed. So what I've been seeing is a lot of people like infusing everything into the weed since it's all legal now. I saw something on Instagram where they got baked goods, just weed all inside of them. And I saw some cakes that got weed all inside of them. I saw some water that had weed in it. I'm just genuinely concerned about when they start putting like weed inside of the alcohol. Like, I don't really think that we need more of an alcoholic boost in our alcohol. Like, we already have the 151s and the Everclears, and they got all this alcohol that tastes like candy. Like, Smirnoff has an alcohol that comes in like a Gatorade bottle and it's blue. I don't know who that's being marketed towards, but I'm going to say it's not adults. I'm going to say that it might be somebody that's hanging out at Toys R Us. So now you're at Toys R Us and you got your blueberry. You got your blueberry favorite weed. You got your blueberry favorite Smirnoff. And I'm going to say that you're going to drop out in 10th grade. But it's okay. It's okay, because California is basically like the home of the free. You're good. Like, all you need is a 10th grade education anyway. They hire anybody at the car wash, you be all right. When I get back, I'm going to tell you about the mega beef between Kim Jong-il and Donald Trump, because it's getting real. Be right back.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen.
It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to. The Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway. So, I lied. I told you guys I was going to go ahead and tell you about the Kim Jong-il and, like, Donald Trump button thing, which is interesting. Like, that's cool. But, no. I got something else for you guys. I got something else. So, I'll talk about that in a minute. So, you know how, holidays come around and we start missing people and you start wondering about family members and where they've been at. And, times get a little hard sometimes. And you wonder where these people are at and if they're around. And so what do? I mean, you write them a letter, you miss them, you pray for them, you do that type of stuff, right? But some people take it a little bit further. People take it a little bit further than where it has to go. And with that, basically, I have a story about a man who decided he was going to dig up his cousin because he wanted to spend New Year's with him. So, this did not happen in America. This happened in Colombia, just in case y'all got concerned. The man wanted to spend the New Year's with his family member, so he dug him up, and he got hurt while digging him up. So he dug him up and apparently got like a cut on his arm. People didn't believe that he actually dug this guy up. So they wouldn't ask people at the cemetery, like, hey, man, did he dig up old boy? And they're like, nah, that's impossible. Like, there's no way that happened. So some people, they go to the chamber where they keep people, the crypt or whatever. And dude is just missing. He's just not there. Like, he's just not there anymore. So turns out your man's dug up this guy because he wanted to spend New Year's with him. Now, my question was this, like, I was like, okay, so maybe this is one of those things where when people die and they carry them around in the streets. I know in other countries that happens, like somebody died and they carry them in the streets, you know, bless up. I'm not one to diss anyone's culture. However you handle your dead, that's how you handle them. Do you, as long as you don't, have sex with them. So I was thinking that the guy passed away maybe on Christmas, maybe Thanksgiving, maybe Halloween, maybe the summer, Easter, maybe last Super Bowl, this guy died. No. This guy's been dead for 2 years. He has not been alive for 2 whole years. So, like, when you went to just take this man out of the casket, when you went to take him out and you saw, like, the condition that he was in, like, as a staff record label in the crew, and you had to rethink this, like, maybe the removal of this individual won't be the removal of one individual. And I also want to know, like, how strong are you? Because if you had this plan, like, okay, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna open this coffin up. I'm gonna grab my man's. I'm gonna take him with me, and then we're gonna spend New Year's together. Where did he have to go? Like, couldn't you just open the casket and, like, hey, what's up, cousin? And then you guys gave a dap or whatnot, did what you needed to do, and then that was it. Like, I don't know why you had to remove him and take him somewhere, cause he can't really see, right? Like he can't see cause he's dead. So this isn't a situation where, like, you wanted to take somebody in their last dying wish was to go somewhere and then, like, oh, look, we can see this together as you pass away into the sunset. Like, nah, like, he's already dead, B. So with that, you don't really get, like, He can't see anything. But I respect the dedication, though, right? Because a lot of times people in situations in life where they just complain and like, oh, my God, I wish I could fix this. I miss Rob. I really miss him. We used to ride. We would ride bikes together. We would go buy super legal weed at Toys R Us. We would do a whole bunch of we would wear Browns jerseys together. That's my homie. I miss him a lot. And some people just sit there and cry and be upset. But you know what this guy did? You know what this Colombian guy did? Because he's dedicated. He decided he was going to dig the body up. So decided to just dig the body up and he called it a day. And I respect that because not everybody out here is just digging up dead bodies. That's not something that's going on. People miss people and then they decide that they'll write them a letter or they decide they talk to them or whatever or pray about it. But they don't just dig them up. So I say big ups to this Colombian guy for just digging somebody up because not everybody's out here digging people up. Something that is getting dug up is this drama that's between Trump and Kim Jong-il. So, you know, this has been going on for a while, right? So Kim Jong will tweet some stuff and then Donald Trump will tweet some stuff. And then Kim Jong will tweet some stuff and Donald Trump will tweet some stuff. And they go back and forth and back and forth. Now, just recently, Kim Jong-un, he's recently said like, hey, I got this button and I stay ready. I have a button and it's always ready to be pushed to send these missiles towards the U.S. Like it's always ready to be pushed. And Donald Trump said, you know what? I have a bigger button than mine is always ready to be pushed. And this is really like, people would say that this is really like childish, but this is really gangster. Like I'm just really gangster. Like this is stuff that happens in the streets. Like when people just tell you they're ready, like, hey man, hey, I got heat. I got heat for players like you. I got heat and I keep it in the trunk and I always got it. It's always ready. It's always ready. And then usually that warning is heated. Or it's head, it's heated. I don't know. We'll go with one or the other, whichever one makes you guys feel better. That warning is heated, and then people go on about their day. People usually, if someone says, hey, I got a bigger gun, and it's more readier than your gun, that means you may have some problems. So I'm not one to, like, be that concerned and be, like, all, be like a warmonger and be all, like, really scared about what's going to happen. But when someone says something like that, I think that like we should be a little concerned just because usually I feel like in those situations, you let somebody that's feels like they're in charge. Just, you know, just kind of talk it out. They just talk. You let them just spit all that stuff and then you walk away. It's like mind control. You got two guys that don't mind like talking that type of stuff to each other. Donald Trump actually tweeted me, said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un just stated that the nuclear button is on his desk at all times. Will someone from his depleted and food-starved regime please inform him that I too have a nuclear button, but it is a much bigger and more powerful one than his, and my button works. Word? Word? That's how you feel? And my button works? I don't really know if there's some hidden innuendos there or if there's something else that we're not hearing, but I'm going to tell you what. If I'm Kim Jong-un, I'm not going to let him talk to me like that. I'm not going to let him talk to me like that. I'm not picking sides. I'm not trying to instigate, even though I am, because part of me is still a fifth grader. But it just, you know, I'm finna just tell. He said, will someone from his depleted and food-starved regime please inform him that I, too, have a nuclear button, but it is a much bigger and more powerful one than his. And my button works. Word? Really? Yo, I don't even have nothing to say about that, really, because that's something else. So I'm going to take a quick break and let you guys think about that. I'm going to let you guys check on your buttons. And then when I get back, I'm going to give you guys the best history, because that's what we do. I'm going to give you the best history, which is probably something strange that happened, like, oh, long time ago, and you'll be like, word. And I'm also going to tell you guys what the Browns can tell you about life. Okay, the Browns going 0-16. There's a message for life in that. I'm gonna help you out with that. I'll be right back.
This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA, it's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast, presented by and on the GSMC Podcast Network with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway. As promised, just let me give you a brief recap. Just in case you guys didn't know, you probably did, but just to update, Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un, their beef, their conflict is getting a little bit more real because the words they're giving out to each other, they're getting a little bit more, I don't want to say the word aggressive, but I'm just going to say that Donald Trump told Kim Jong-un that he has a button that's much powerful and much bigger than his, and he's not afraid to use it, and his button works. Now, I don't know if there's innuendos in that statement. I'm not 100% like if that means anything else, but hey, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if you should let somebody talk to you like that, Kim Jong-un. I'm not sure. I'm not trying to start any beef because like I'm not an instigator, but I am because I'm still like a fifth grader sometimes. So I'm really in the background like, oh, you gonna let him talk to you like that? Oh, that's crazy. Don't let him talk to you like that. So part of me is kind of like that, but I feel like usually when you got one person that talks like this on each side of like a dispute, one person usually walks away and says, hey, I'm not going to deal with that. And they just grow up. But neither one of these guys are going to like grow up, and things are going to get lit, literally, like not lit in the way where like not lit, like party jubilant experience. Not like I mean, like lit, like like that. So fingers crossed it doesn't go down. If it does, zombie apocalypse, here we come. So as promised, I told you guys I was going to tell you about how like the brown season can be a metaphor for your life or a metaphor for your 2017. I'm going to give you a little bit of art on this. Okay, you ready? All right, check this out. So we're going to break this down in a more practical manner so that I'm not just saying a bunch of stuff that doesn't mean anything to you. Basically, the Browns are a football team. And they went 0-16, right? So when you go 0-16, that means that you lost all of the games. Like every single game possible, that's what you lost. And this is a metaphor for life because sometimes in life, you're going to lose. And I don't mean you're going to lose once. I don't mean you're going to lose twice. You're going to lose a lot of times, a whole bunch of times, like a lot. And when I say a lot, I mean, you may lose 16 straight times. Like you may lose a whole year because that's what they lost. Like a football season is basically a whole year. And you get ready for that over the course of like the whole summer. You do spring training. You jump through all these hoops and you do all this stuff or whatever. And you draft people and you go to a draft. You draft players. Everyone's super excited about what you're going to do. They're like, yeah, we're going to have a great season. Even if no one believes that you're going to have a great season, people are still like, yo, it's fine because we're going to do great. Everything's going to be awesome. And then you lose all 16 of your games. Now, that's a metaphor for life because in case you had like a really, really bad year, you got to celebrate that year. That's what New Year's Eve was for. That's why the Browns are having a parade for 0-16. There's people in Cleveland that are genuinely excited about this parade. They're genuinely excited about it. Because if that's what you're on, that's just what you're on. If you do the thing where all you do is lose all the time and you're an actual loser, you got to just own that. You got to own that year. You have to own that year like the Browns. So if your 2017 felt like you went 0-16, you got to be like the Browns and just celebrate that year, have a parade for it, own it. Own it. If you gained 50 pounds last year, own it. Go buy some size 52s. If you lost 50 pounds last year because you was off that H or doing shameful things from the freeway, then own that. Have a parade for it. Tell all your friends. Have a party under the freeway. And tell all your friends like, yo, hey, man, I'm embracing this hobo life that I'm doing. I'm doing shameful things now. I'm a member at the food bank. This is how I live my life. And just own it like the Browns. You can't be all willy-nilly pretending you're a winner if you lost. It's okay. Embrace that and then you can grow. Just like the guy I just told you guys about from Colombia. He really missed his cousin. So he decided to just dig him up and party with him for New Year's. And I was under the impression this guy died a couple days ago. Maybe, silly me, I thought the guy died on Christmas. Maybe he died on Thanksgiving. Maybe Halloween. Maybe he died on Flag Day. I don't know. Turns out the guy was dead for 2 years. But what did his cousin do? His cousin missed him. His cousin wanted to celebrate New Year's with him for love. He wanted to dig him up. And he hurt himself while digging him up. And I'm not saying I would dig up anybody because I missed them. I may write you a letter. I may say something passive aggressively on social media. I may tell somebody else that I don't like you, but I'm not going to dig anyone up. But I'm not here to judge anybody. This isn't about judgment. I'm just here to give understanding. And you got to celebrate. You got to celebrate who you are this year. If you go 0-16, throw a parade. If you like to dig up dead people, dig up dead people. I'm not one to judge anyone's culture. You can do whatever you want with your dead people. You want to walk them down the street. You want to dress them up. Use them like puppets. Do whatever you want to do. Don't have sex with them because that's gross. But do whatever you like to do. I'm going to give you guys the best news. Sorry, the best history. And I'm going to wrap this up. So this year's about being grateful. And I'm going to give you guys a heads up. I don't know how old you are. But if you use dentures or have any type of prosthetics, then just be happy that it's 2018. Because before there were actual prosthetics, do you know where they got fake teeth from? You know where? They got them from soldiers. So there'd be soldiers getting all hemmed up in 1-2, Civil Wars, things like that. They take their jaw out and they would use their gums as your prosthetic gums. So the next time you're running around complaining about technology, complaining about your phone, I was just complaining about my phone because my live video wasn't working. It was giving me an issue. But just be grateful that we live in a time where we actually have phones and have dentures if you misplace your teeth. And then you don't got to put someone else's teeth all inside your mouth, because only thing worse than having bad breath is using someone else's bad breath to have a conversation. Because then you're going to be like, hey, man, your mouth stinks. Like, oh, these are my new dentures. They belong to Bob Jones. He died 5 days ago. They're like, hey, man, you need to get you some new dentures. It's not my fault. These aren't my teeth. Someone else gave me these teeth, and this is just where I'm at right now in my life. So the moral of the story is be grateful. This is where we're at right now. I'm going to thank you guys for joining me for another episode of the GSMC Weird News Podcast, presented on the GSMC Podcast Network with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway. I will be back at the same bat time, same bat channel on Friday, but this is a podcast, so you can listen to it whenever you'd like, except for before I record it, unless you have that Back to the Future mobile, because if you do got one of those, I need you to holler at me because I got to go back and fix some stuff from 2017. So with that, as always, you guys stay safe, live long and prosper, and watch out for potholes.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA, from the UFC, Invicta FC, Bellator, and ONE Championship. We got the fights covered. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.